Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back with my co-host, Casey B. If you listened to the past couple weeks, you know that we have been busy. We went to Charleston, and last week we went on a fishing trip. So we're going to give you our toast and roast of the weekend, the week, whatever we decide to talk about. And then the rest of the episode is me solo talking about some things I've been thinking about with this kind of new job transition I've had. And it kind of also goes along with anyone who is transitioning back from working at home to working in the office, or just going back and things kind of, if you're living in the Washington area, things kind of going back to normal finally, and how all of that's making us feel. And it's kind of weird because it's like, this is what we wanted, right? And now it's kind of overwhelming a little bit, I think, but we'll get into it. Casey B, why don't you start us out with a toast or a roast?
So my toast, I think it's going to be pretty obvious. It was going fishing, floating with you, and just having a good old time.
It was so fun.
It was so much fun.
But we didn't catch any fish.
Well, there comes the roast.
Oh, that's the roast. This is going to be real quick episode, I guess. That's how fast we're going through this. Tell us some more of the good things about the fishing trip then.
So to start off, even though it was super early in the morning, I really liked floating in the dark.
Okay.
I thought that was really cool.
We got up at 3 a.m. That's so early. And then it's pitch blackout. We get on the float and we're like waking up. It was really cool. That was honestly like the coolest part, that it was like dark. I was definitely a little scared because when we first got there, it was literally pitch blackout. And then put the raft in the water, and I'm like, we can't see anything. But it was so fun. Do you have anything else to say? It was so fun. So we got up super early, floated the river, caught fish, tried to catch fish. And by the time we were done, it was like 11. And then we're just like exhausted, and we didn't have like, we had an Airbnb and we couldn't go to our Airbnb until a little later because it was a later check-in. And so we said, okay, we should probably eat. And we found a place to eat, and we're just like delusional eating. Like, I'm like basically half asleep eating this hamburger. You're half asleep eating the hamburger. Then we still had time to kill before going to the Airbnb. So we just drove around and then relaxed. But it was so fun. And then the next day, we went to Claylock. And that's my favorite place ever. And so we got to be on the beach, in the ocean. It was rainy and windy and awesome. So I guess this is a combined toast because the whole weekend was just so good.
It was so much fun. It was fun when we were delusional too, and just exhausted,
and
driving around, and just, yeah, you laughing until you couldn't laugh anymore.
We're being ridiculous. Like, I thought about putting my phone on and recording our conversation, because I don't know if anyone else would have thought it was funny. I think they would have. It was actually pure comedy gold. But it's one of those things where it's like, if you repeat it, it's not as funny as if you're there organically. So if we just like talked about it now, it just wouldn't be the same. But we were dying.
Definitely sparked an inside joke or two.
Yeah. So now we're like talking about animals and insects and all this. So dumb. It was so dumb, but so funny. Oh, golly. Okay, what was your roast? Was your roast really not catching any fish?
Yeah, I'd say not catching any fish. And other than that, I mean, it's been a pretty good week. I could say getting back and doing cutting 2x2s. I don't enjoy that very much.
Did you cut the ones I needed you to cut today?
No, I'm cutting those tomorrow morning.
You said you were going to do it today.
Well, I got caught up doing other things. Cutting 2x2s.
Okay, well, you better do it tomorrow.
Of the red cedar variety instead of the yellow cedar variety.
So it's been another week. How do you feel about working with
me? I like it. I still like it.
I worked in a different area today, and I honestly missed you a little bit because you didn't come see me even close to as much. Normally, I see you like for a little bit, probably like during the workday, like 10 times a day. Today, I saw you like once, and I had to go out and find you. Where are you?
What are you talking about? You saw me more than that, because okay. I had Reese's Pieces for you when you came out.
Yeah, okay, no, maybe I saw you like 3 times, but it was a lot less.
It was.
So.
I was in the break room a normal amount of times, but.
So another thing I guess I should talk about, since it kind of goes along with what I talk about later on in the episode, I'm learning a lot at work this week, and it's both good and bad, but mostly good. But it's just like I get nervous learning new things, and it's hard because the person who usually does the things that I'm learning about is not there, and that's why I'm doing them. Makes sense. But it's kind of like, I wouldn't say the blind leading the blind, but it's like the foggy leading the blind. And so I just really like things like super clear and like, okay, I got it. And then it's like, oh, maybe you do this. Oh, maybe it's that. I'm like, ah! Yeah. It stresses me out.
After she was working with you in the early, when we first got there.
Also, I was like so exhausted this morning, and like first thing in the morning, like certain people, I try to be cheery in the morning, and I'm not. I can't. I didn't have my caffeine yet. I was not cheery. And that is just one of my pet peeves. And it makes me sound like such a bad person, but it's my pet peeve when you're like, I need a moment to wake up. And like at my old job, that like my coworkers were like kind of the same, but we had people who were like, good morning. And then it's like, oh my God, stop. And it was like one of those days, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. How do you feel about that? Does that
when
bother
people
you?
People are cheery in the morning?
I don't feel like people are ever cheery to you in the morning, so maybe you don't deal with it.
No, it's just a different kind of cheery.
Yeah, but it's I don't like, know. That's something, I know there's other people out there who like, that's a pet peeve. Like,
oh, man.
Like, I have a great customer service, like, real cheery, all that stuff, but, like, give me, like, just a tiny moment. Let me get settled.
Oh, God. Well, it's like when I get to work and, oh, I pretty much get there and it's like, we have to do this, 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 and this. It needs to be done now. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, that doesn't set me up for success.
Oh, God.
Mentally. Emotionally.
It's sweet grass basket.
Sweet grass basket.
How am I going to handle that?
Give me a moment. It's good. It's good to learn new things. I'm another toast for me is that I'm learning some stuff in QuickBooks, which is something I've been wanting to do. So that's exciting. Sounds kind of nerdy, I know, but it's just what I'm doing right now and learning different things. And I just wanted to bring that up. Like it's a weird week again. Like I'm still not really settled. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get settled, but it's like every week is just something kind of weird. So it's everything's still kind of like falling into place. And now I'm kind of like being a replacement for 2 weeks, basically, for somebody else's position. And so I'm just still figuring things out. But I just want to make a routine and like feel good about it. But it's hard to make a routine. It's hard when everything's like constantly changing and it's like, well, you know, yeah. So
it's like you want it to be more predictable. And the reason why I like it so much there is because it's always changing. I'm not doing the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm learning more about what I like. And yeah, I'm just figuring things out still, but it's good. And I do like working with you.
You do?
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's just because I gave you Reese's Pieces.
Today, well, and then we have a lovely coworker who will not stop bringing in candy and donuts like every single day. He literally brought in a gallon tub of ice cream. What? Oh, like, oh my gosh.
He is so awesome.
He wasn't really there when I was working before. And so, like, I have only been working with him for like 2 weeks now. And it's like candy, ice cream. Like, there's been like 2 or 3 days he hasn't brought in some sort of sweet treat. And I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I'm going to get fat.
It's like the 2 weeks I'm before already fat. You started, he was bringing in like cookies of one kind or the other every day. The whole freaking table in the break room was just full of cookies. Oh, and yeah. Donuts.
Bring in molasses cookies, all kinds of crap. Like, good golly. But sweet grass basket.
Sweet grass basket.
We've been having fun.
Good guy.
Do you, how do you feel about like making a routine in your life or any habits that you think you like doing? Either before work or after work. Definitely not before work for Casey because he literally rolls out of bed and takes a shower and goes to work. But
that's there a routine.
Well, yeah. But any things that you kind of do that make you happy to have like after work or anything like that? That you like try to fit in? Doesn't have to be every day even. Just like I try to do this like once a week or anything like that.
I try to go see our mechanic once a week. And drink beer.
The way that you said that sounds weird. Maybe you should say I try to go see my friends once a week, well, or true. Have beers with my friends once a week. And I go see my mechanic once a week.
Yep, typically on Fridays. That's one thing I got to fit in.
Yeah, that's something we need to work on.
And then. Oh, I like cooking too. I need to work on building things again, though.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
We have been doing good at cooking at home, actually, which is something that we've like just been getting better and better at, I think. But it's kind of weird with like making routines and stuff because you could go like balls to the wall with it and be like, okay, Mondays it's meatless Monday and Lindsay cooks, and then Tuesdays it's Taco Tuesdays and Casey cooks, and it's like you plan out every single thing, and I don't like that either because
Wednesday through Friday steak, Casey cooks
steak, but like, you know what I mean, like I like having like you can't just plan it all out.
No.
That's why I don't like meal prepping either. Like I like to have some freedom. And I think I want to do a podcast episode about that a little bit because I think it is a very conflicting thing because it's not commitment. It's not like, I'm not scared of commitment, but there's other things where I'm like, I have a very big fear of being stuck, but I think that's different than having a fear of commitment.
Yeah.
And like always having options, which sounds like fear of commitment, but there are things that I'll commit to, but I don't like the idea of being stuck or being like, oh, I can't change my mind or something. But in other senses, do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I like to have a good mix of structure and freedom. And a long time ago on a podcast episode, somebody said structure creates freedom. And in a sense, I think that's true. But you can't be too extreme with it.
No.
So.
No, you can't be like, plan everything out to the minute and plan your relax time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to relax for 45 minutes starting at 7:15. And then I'm going to go sleep
I mean, that's kind of what I said in the later part of the podcast episode that I want to try to do is just really pay attention to my own thoughts and what I want to be doing and how I want to be spending my time along with the things that I need to get done. And I don't want it to be scheduled out like, I got to get home by 6 p.m. because from 6 p.m. to 6:30 is when I'm like doing a workout or something. And then from 6:30 to 7, I'm reading my book. And then from 7 to 7:15, I'm doing the dishes. And then I'm doing, like, that's not what I want. But I do kind of want to have different things on my checklist that I try to make sure I fit in at different times of the day. So kind of like time blocking or putting things on a list, but not so much like so regimented. So that's kind of what I talk about and explain. And I think it's pretty relatable for anyone else who, like I said, if you are moving from working from home to going back to the office, like that is a completely different thing. Like you can fit so much more of your things you might feel you need to do or things you want to do while you're working from home than you can when you're in an office space. And I know I keep talking about that, and I know not everyone has been working from home and now working in the office, but still there's a lot of different things that do affect, you know, have been affected over the past year, whether it's like school or like there's a ton of different things. So I think there's a big kind of transition. Maybe it already happened for you and you're like trying to figure it out, kind of like me, or maybe it's coming for you and you got to kind of prepare. Or maybe it's been the same for you and you're like, I need to make some time. I'm missing some things that I know I want to do. I know I have time for, but I just keep ending up not making it happen. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. And since Casey isn't on at the very end of the episode, we're going to give you a little sign off now before the second part. Well, okay, we'll be right back and
party on.
And we're back. I am excited. This is the first time I have done a solo episode in a little while, and I have been really wanting to get back into doing some of these solo ones, and I have just been exhausted, busy, all of those things, and I have been wanting to just do this, and it's been one of those things where I have the want to do it at certain times in the day, and during those times, like, I'm either, like, on the way to work, or I'm on my walk or something, and I have all these ideas flowing through my mind, and then as soon as it's time to, when I actually have a moment to sit down and record, everything is just, like, exhausting, and so I don't want to do that. I want to do it when I'm just feeling the actual energy, and I have just been feeling pooped the past couple weeks. So I am transitioning into my new full time, and it has been interesting, and I'm just getting used to it. It's definitely good. There's definitely pros and cons to, you know, any job. A job is a job. Work is work, no matter what. Even if it's your dream job, there's going to be days where you are, you know, not enjoying it. And that part kind of sucks. And I am somebody who is very self-conscious when I'm in a work setting. I want to always be performing at my A game, 100%, top of the line all the time. I have so much pride in general. That's probably my worst of the seven deadly sins, but especially in my work, I just want to be the best. And when you're new at something, it's very hard to be the best. And yeah, I know, everything's not a competition, but it kind of is in my head. So I wanted to take this time to kind of just talk to you guys about what I'm going through right now, some things that are on the top of my mind, and some things that I want to do more aspirationally in the next couple weeks. Because I have really been wanting this podcast to be a come with me, not a look at me, not a me teaching you anything. I'm not an expert, not a guru, but I do enjoy sharing good things that I've learned that have worked for me. But I want to move this into a more come with me, let me tell you what's going on, whether that's funny stories or whether that's things that I'm kind of struggling with or working on, because there are so many podcasts out there who are telling people what to do. And I find that the podcasts that I enjoy more are ones that you feel more connected to the person, or being very real, very honest. I enjoy learning things from podcasts too, obviously, but I like having that time when people are giving you the nitty gritty, the dirty details of where they're at, and being actually really relatable instead of, you know, so aspirational, and it's everything so easy, and now I'm a millionaire, and I have the business of my dreams, and, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. So let's get into it. I honestly do not know how many of the listeners are in a similar stage that I was in, or are in a similar stage to where I'm at right now, but there are so many things going on in my mind right now as we are finally going back to normal, quote unquote, and people are going back to work, going back to their offices. I know a lot of people never left the office, or never left wherever they work, or things didn't really change that much. But for other people, things changed a ton. And so I am kind of thinking about, with me starting my new job, I've been thinking about things that I enjoy about what I'm doing now, things that I enjoyed about what I was doing over the past year. But it's really hard because, in all honesty, I think the past year, there were a lot of pros for me about working from home, and I think other people as well. But it depends on people's preference for sure. But for me, I really enjoyed working from home. I didn't have to sit next to anybody. I was working by myself. Some people thrive working in groups, or working next to people, having that office camaraderie. And some people thrive, you know, working on their own, not being bothered, just getting their stuff done. So that is something that I really enjoyed about working from home, is being alone, just being in the zone. Like, I'm in charge of me. I don't have to worry about anyone else. If someone is having a bad day, it doesn't bother me because I'm here. Maybe that sounds selfish. I know people think I'm selfish sometimes, but, you know, I like to be in charge of my own energy and my own space. And that is going to be something for people going back to their office, whether you're a teacher, going back to school and the children. Like, oh my God, it's gonna be so different, or it already has been so different for that transition after a year. It's one thing to be gone for a couple weeks, it's like a vacation, but over a year, you get used to your space. And this new role that I'm in is customer facing, and I'm right next to other coworkers, which is fine. But it is a lot of in-person contact. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are moving into that. Even if it's not your job, it's, you know, even just events, your social calendar is getting more filled up than it was. And it is draining to be around other people. It's draining and life-giving at the same time. Like, obviously, there's moments when you're like, I love being around these people. Like, this is making me so happy. I miss seeing people. I hate being all alone all the time. But then there's times when you're like, ugh, get out of my space. I just need some time to be absolutely alone. Like, don't talk to me. Like, I don't want to hear you complain about that. Like, if I was at home working right now, I wouldn't have to hear this. Like, I'm in my own bubble. Your negative energy is not coming in my bubble. So I think that's something that a lot of people are really going to struggle with. But it's something that I learned about myself. Like, I really enjoy working alone. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the behind the scenes. And that seems kind of weird when I do enjoy talking to people. I enjoy connecting with people, having real conversations with people. But I like it to be when I want it to be happening, not the 24/7. No one can be on 24/7. And I don't know if I'm an empath or one of those people that says that they take on other people's energy more than others, but I have definitely felt that. Like, I do not enjoy being around a negative person in the workplace. So whether that's a customer or a coworker, it really gets to me, and it really just brings me down. So But it's something we have to get used to. We can't just bubble wrap ourselves and stay locked in our own little cell, our jail cell at home, and never go out and be around other people. That's just not gonna work. So something that I think I need to work on is finding that time to be completely alone outside of work, since I am not having that time in work. And I say that as I've moved into this different role. But even if I stayed in my own old role and when we went back to the office, it would be the same exact situation. So it's a similar thing whether you're going back to work at the office or if you've gotten a new role or if you're going back to school or if your kids are going back to school and you got to talk to other parents. It is hard when it seems like, oh, this is what we wanted, right? And so we gotta be grateful for it. But protecting our own personal space and what we really enjoy is important too. So the real meat and potatoes of this episode was supposed to be kind of actually just me working through some things about what I want to make a priority now that my schedule has changed. And my schedule would have changed whether I started this position or whether I was going back to the office. It's in a similar way, you know, I have less time to myself going back to the office or working this new role because really I spent, when I was going to the office, 2 to 4 hours a day commuting. That's a lot of time to be on my own, to do what I want to do, to listen to my podcast, to read my books, and then when I'm home, I get to spend time with Casey. And I just think that's something that I really enjoyed, is having that separation. And it's weird to say that I enjoyed a commute. Like, that's, you don't really enjoy a commute. I just enjoyed the things I was able to do on my commute. So finding ways to make that time for myself is what I'm trying to do. And I've learned that over the past year or so, there were days when I was commuting up to Seattle, 4 hour commute days, even at once a week, that is just a lot. But on a specific day of the week, I would go up to Seattle, commute up 2 hours, and then I would commute home 2 hours, and it's just a lot of work, and it's something, like, you can tell, probably, like, I did not want to go up to the office. I preferred staying at home. Nobody wants to commute 4 hours a day to do just something that really could be done from home, but I had to do it. So on my commute home, it was a certain day of the week, the same day, so I would go up on Thursdays. And then this podcast came out, and so I started listening to that podcast. Like, it was the first thing I put on the beginning of my commute home. And it was kind of like, a relaxing, like, I get to look forward to this. It's also like, it's flipping that switch, like, it's time to relax, done with work, like, it's good. So what I'm trying to do is to create more space for myself and more routines and more practices that are what I really want to be doing at home. I don't know if anyone else kind of struggles with this. It's something that I've struggled with. Living with Casey, I love living with him. It's awesome. It's great. I don't mind being around him all the time. Like, it's not really a problem, but there's something sometimes deep in the back of my mind, because it's not something that he's ever said or done or anything, and I've talked to him about this, but it's always just deep in the back of my mind that I feel like, oh, we should be doing stuff together when we're at home. And it's hard for the switch in my brain to be like, no, it's okay for you guys to do your own thing. I don't know if anyone else struggles with that or if it's just me. I think something, or why it has come up, is because, I mean, we were long distance for a long time. So at that time, we'd see each other sometimes like for a day every 6 weeks for a period of time. And so during that time, you're like, oh, we're just together all the time. Like, we really savor that time together. But living together, it's definitely a different thing. And so I still just love spending time with him so much. But it's like, I notice my energy This sounds bad. My energy goes down when I spend too much time with him. No, but it's just like I need some time to refuel on my own. And so that is what I'm really working on today. And there's different things that I want to make sure I spend time for. This sounds really silly. Like, I know that it does, but it's different things for each person, whether it's working out or reading or baking or whatever, creating something or even just watching your own kind of TV shows, like without somebody, like you have these certain things that you want to do that are your time. For me, a big thing is listening to podcasts. And that's something that was super easy for me to do during my commute. And it just really makes me happy. It brings me joy. It makes me relaxed. It's something on the background. It's just something I really love. But like I said, my role is much more customer facing now. So I can't be listening to podcasts all day like I was before when I was working on Excel sheets and, pulling reports. I can listen to podcasts while I do that or whatever it is that I did before. A lot of the times I could be listening to podcasts while I'm doing that, or like I said, on my 2 to 4 hour commute. Another weird thing about me is that I kind of get anxiety when I have my list of podcasts piling up that I haven't listened to. And so it's something that's hard for me because I have less capacity now. I have less time that I can listen to them. I have to cut down my list. It's something I need to do. And this might be something similar for you, whether it's for like TV shows, like, oh my gosh, I really want to watch this, but I just don't have time. And then it's like, I don't know if people have anxiety about that kind of stuff or if it's just me being crazy, but I just wanted to be perfectly honest and say that that's something. And it's something I really enjoy, so I try to make time for it. So I'm trying to make a better morning routine. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, I've been trying to do this for a long time. But now I have to be at work earlier, and the commute is a lot shorter. So that makes it easier to be like, oh, I'm just gonna wait till the last minute, roll out of bed, get in the car, and go. And then I get home and I'm tired, and then I don't really make time for things that I really want to do, or I do something I would like to do for maybe 1 hour. And I have all this other time that I'm not using to the full potential. So, like I said a little earlier, with that podcast that I was listening to on Thursdays, on the days that I was commuting up to Seattle. And I felt like when I was listening to that, it was kind of just a different feeling. It was time to just like relax. It was became a routine. And another routine that I built while working from home over the past year was taking my lunch break to go on a walk. And I would listen to a podcast, a specific podcast that came out every day of the week. So that's kind of nice. And it created a routine. So I've noticed that creating a routine helps for me when I have more than one of my senses involved, or if I'm kind of rewarding myself for something. So, like, it was kind of a reward to be listening to that podcast and going on my walk during my lunch break. Yeah, it's easier to just, I mean, when we're working from home, it's easier to just like lay in bed or like watch TV, but it's, I wanted to take my time to go on my walk every day, and it made it like a little more enjoyable. And so that's just something that I made a habit. But I have been trying to make this morning routine for years, and it's just so hard for me because I'm just not a morning person. So I am doing this podcast episode to kind of say, I'm trying, I keep trying, I keep failing at certain things, and I'm just trying to recognize what those things are in my life that I want to make time for because they make me happy. And sometimes if I don't do them, it makes me not enjoyable to be around. And I want to be the best version of me. And I can be the best version of me when I'm the happiest and when I'm not full of anxiety, or I give some time to myself to decompress after a day of dealing with people because I really enjoy having that time to decompress, and it's okay to take that time to decompress. Even if it's your drive home and you have a 10-minute drive from your work to your house, taking that time and just really being there is so important. Or it could be before going to work. I know that we've talked about like finance and stuff a lot on the podcast, and we talk about like, you know, you can save so much money if you make Folgers coffee instead of going to Starbucks every day. But if that Starbucks every day, like you take that and you're really savoring that, you're really beginning your day on a good note, that's your time to just really kind of, at the beginning of the day, I don't know if you can call it decompressing, but you guys know what I mean. So I think it's just so important to find this time. And I'm somebody who really struggles with it. And to be perfectly honest, I'm one of those people who gets a little annoyed at all of the stuff that's on social media and everything. And when people tell you to take your time to relax. So I'm kind of being like my own devil's advocate right now, because I also think I should be working all the time and doing things all the time. But figuring out those little tiny moments or those things that are really important to you that you want to make time for, it might seem silly, but maybe it's your Real Housewives of New York. You're like, I'm making time for this. This is my hour a week that I have time for this. Or Grey's Anatomy, big one for me. Like, that's my time. I'm just really focused on this. I'm not doing anything else. Like, we're watching Grey's. But for me, like I said, I'm really trying to make time to still be able to get my walk in. Before, I was working from home. I could do it on my lunch break. Now I don't really have a lunch break. I can't go on a walk until I get home or if I do it in the morning. And so I have to make that decision. And there's going to be a lot of things like that where it's like I was able to maybe do the dishes when I was working from home. And then now people are going back to their office. They're like, now I have to do the dishes when I get home. Like, we have to rearrange our lives again. And that is a big undertaking. And it kind of sucks. Like, it's what we want, but it still sucks. And it's still hard to figure out. So my homework, my task for everyone, but especially for myself this week, is going to be actually paying attention to what I do. And I think it's important to do this for a full week. And like in the morning, I would say the things that I'm trying to focus on are outside of my work time. Like, how am I spending that time? And if I'm spending it exactly how I want to, whether that's completely relaxing or whether that's getting a bunch of shit done, like, what do you want? Do you want to spend that time relaxing, or do you want to spend that time doing this productive thing? Your goals are going to be different for whatever you're doing. I mean, if somebody is like having to do X, Y, and Z, and once they get that done, they take that time to relax, you know, everyone has these different wants and needs. But paying attention to first, what do you want to be doing? What do you have to be doing? How are you spending that time? So I am going to keep you guys posted on this morning routine I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get up earlier, and I'm going to see if I can get my walk-in, my 2-mile walk-in in the morning before we go to work. I'm gonna see if I can do it at least twice next week, and see what happens. It's gonna be weird. That's like getting up at 5 a.m., which I know some people do every day. I know, I'm just not good at it, but I have technically should be having more time, as I would have if I were still at my old job, because I'm not commuting 2, 3, 4 hours a day. So I need to make use of that time. Where before, it's hard to compare. So that's another thing I just want to have people think about. If you're in the same situation as me, where you have to go back to the office, like, maybe you have to go back to the office in July. Like, take this whole month of June and prepare yourself, because it's hard. We have been, people who are my age have been going to school 5 days a week, excluding the summer. You go to school, And then you graduate from high school, and maybe you go to college, or maybe you just go to work, and then you're working. No one has had this entire break like this. Nobody knows how to ease ourselves back into school. It's like, you went to preschool for half days. Like, are we going to have half days going back to the office? I don't know. Everyone's doing different things. But for me, I just never stop working, and I'm crazy. And so I was working like 6 days a week during the pandemic instead of four, like when I was supposed to be getting furloughed. So like, I am enjoying this time right now and really trying to focus and being like, what's making me happy? What do I want to be doing right now? Because sometimes you have this idea of what you want to do with your time, like especially when you're at work and you get home and then you're just like, ugh, I'm tired. Just like turn on the office and I'm just going to go to sleep. But I am writing things down that I want to make the time for, consciously make the time for. I'm going to be trying to take the walk in the morning. We'll see if it works out. I want to get up earlier so I can listen to my podcast more. And I'm going to try to take my time after work and really focus at least some time on this podcast. And I want to be making the time to make sure I'm journaling every day, because I have not been doing that in so long, and I have just stopped doing it almost entirely, and I'm really upset with myself because I know that I'm happier when I do it. But sometimes we have to force ourselves to do these things. Even though we know we want to do them, we have to force ourselves. And then just making the time. So my homework to everyone and my homework to myself is being conscious of what I want to do, what I need to do, and how I'm spending this time outside of work each day. And then I want to reflect on it afterwards. So I don't know if anyone's in the same situation as me. I don't know if anybody even needs this, but I feel that there's people who need this, whether you are going back to work or whether you've already gone back to work and now you're like, ugh, this is like draining. I don't have this time. I was given some time to myself and now I have to be around all these people. Whatever it is that like you're needing to get used to or prepare yourself for, like there's some changes that have happened and our minds have changed over the past year, and the things that we've gotten used to and the things that we want to be spending our time doing might be different than it was a year ago. So even if your job didn't change at all, maybe you stayed going to work every single day as a normal schedule, there are things that have changed in the world, and either way, you can still spend time and be conscious of what you want to be spending your time doing. So I hope you enjoyed this. Definitely a little different than my usual talks, but sometimes I do these podcasts really just to talk to myself. So I feel better, and so I hope you guys feel better. And if this resonated with any of you, definitely share this episode with a friend. You guys are not alone. Life is crazy, and I just want to spend my life doing the things that bring me joy and things that I'm passionate about. And so I'm working on it. I hope you guys are working on it too. And I'll be back next week. Party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.